Please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that also Portugal put into the chat that they support the idea of the guide. So I think there is support, and that support to what you, Mr. Chair, concluded already upon, that we should be working towards such a guide. Then on the issue of what is the different type of data that is existing and we should be collecting. This is kind of complex because part of this we are supposed to also cover under our next agenda item that we will be discussing tomorrow. This is related to the definitions and standards. Okay, we have, as you possibly already had a look into the document, we differentiate between different types of infrastructure. And of course, it might be interesting to the user, from the user perspective, to know, am I, when going there, will I be cycling on a shared road, and what type of a shared road, or will I be on a dedicated cycling track? That means I will share that road with other cycling users, although there is more complexity to it. And actually, Ireland put in the chat also information about other users of scooters, electric scooters, and so on. So I think this is also something that we will be covering under agenda item 4. At the same time, I think about the various data that we want for the network, and I think this is something, Mr. Chair, that I think is important also to discuss about the certain attributes that the network may have, should have. And of course, this is also something that when you look into the infrastructure agreements for the other modes of transport, so road, rail, we have the certain, we call it parameters, that are sort of important. And that was also touched upon in the presentations. So on one hand is what is existing versus what is planned. On that part that is existing, there are certain parameters that one would want to know. Such parameters, on one hand, they refer to, is it shared or is it dedicated? But then there are also some others. For example, like what is the gradient? So what's the slope that we need to take? Then another, again, parameter that might be very important and interesting is, if it's shared, what does it mean? What's the volume of traffic on that shared? And then also, what is the speed of the other vehicles on the shared? Because that actually may be a reason on the basis of which you won't take, you will take your decision, will you actually want to cycle on the shared road? And we already have heard that in the Danube cycling project, the speed that was accepted for the shared was 70 kilometers an hour. We have heard then that ECF recommends 50 kilometers an hour. When we possibly have safety people, they say that the best speed is 30 kilometers an hour, because when at the speed of 30 kilometers an hour, when there is contact between motor vehicle and a pedestrian or a cyclist, then the risk for injury is relatively low as compared to higher speeds. So these are elements that I think we should be looking into. And yes, it's a question to experts how we should be going about it, how we should try to do it more structured, and how we should start developing certain parameters around which we want to work in this group of experts. So I think, Mr. Chair, maybe the 15 minutes that we have left could be dedicated to that discussion.